This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Biden administration is canceling more student debt, forgiving $1.2 billion in student debt for about 153,000 borrowers who took out relatively modest student loans and have been repaying those loans for the last decade or more. President Biden's student debt forgiveness will happen automatically and brings the total amount of student debt canceled by the Biden administration to nearly $138 billion for nearly 4 million people. A borrower can qualify for the student debt forgiveness if they're enrolled in the administration's Saving on a Valuable Education, or SAVE, repayment plan and have been making at least 10 years of payments and had originally taken out $12,000 or less for college. The student debt forgiveness is for the initial loan of $12,000 or less and forgives every $1,000 more borrowed after a year of payments. 6.9 million people are currently enrolled in the SAVE plan, but 30 million people are eligible. The Department of Education will directly contact other borrowers who also are eligible for student debt relief but are not enrolled in the SAVE plan. President Biden's Student Debt Forgiveness Relief Program was introduced last year after the conservative majority Supreme Court struck down Biden's original student debt relief program, which would have canceled up to $20,000 in debt for 43 million borrowers. 6 cases of measles have been confirmed in an outbreak at a Florida elementary school. The Florida Department of Health in Broward County confirmed that a third grader had been diagnosed, and 5 more cases have been confirmed since. Measles is highly contagious. Symptoms typically begin a week or two after infection and can include a cough, runny nose, fever, and red, watery eyes. Small white spots may appear inside the mouth a couple days later, followed by a rash consisting of flat red spots that start on the face and spread to the neck, torso, and limbs. 1 in 5 unvaccinated people in the U.S. who get measles are hospitalized with severe complications. As many as 1 in 20 children with measles develop pneumonia, the leading cause of death for those in that age group who get the disease. People who are unvaccinated or immunocompromised face a risk of swelling in the brain or death. 20 measles cases have been reported across 11 states already this year, including an outbreak of at least 8 cases in Philadelphia last month. Dr. Charles Mitchell, a professor of pediatric infectious disease at the University of Miami School of Medicine, said the recent measles outbreaks may be the result of growing vaccine hesitancy. The MMR vaccine is especially crucial because there are not any treatments or cures for measles. Dr. Mitchell said, "I suspect that some people have lost their fear of measles. I don't think they remember what it was like back in the 60s or 70s when there were a lot more cases and more deaths." Tennis star Dominic Thiem's opening qualifying round at the Brisbane International Tournament was anything but routine. The 30-year-old Austrian came close to losing his match against Australian James McCabe because the match was interrupted by a snake slithering onto the tennis court. Thiem, a former U.S. Open champion, said, "I really love animals, especially exotic ones, but they said it was a really poisonous snake and it was close to the ball kids, so it was a really dangerous situation." The eastern brown snake made its way onto the court at the end of the first set, and a snake catcher was required to remove it. The eastern brown snake is the cause of more deaths from snake bite than any other species of snake in Australia. The species of snake is widespread throughout eastern Australia and frequently encountered on the suburban periphery of many large towns and cities, said the Australian Museum on its website. What the snake lacks in venom delivery, it makes up for in potency. Successful envenomation can result in progressive paralysis and uncontrollable bleeding. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.